true government is all about one thing and one thing only. What is the will of the people? I don't think they've been running it that way for a very, very, very long time.
We have a very keen sense of impending doom.
Oh, it's easier to live in the matrix. You know, ignorance is bliss. I'm like, is it? Wait until they knock on the door and they want to stick something in your arm, or they want to take your kid because you didn't chop something off for them. Is ignorance bliss that? I don't think so.
Government's out of control. It has nothing to do with political party. Government stopped doing things to secure our freedom and started doing things to us to take away our freedom.
They've been talking about how the United States is a democracy. We're a constitutional republic.
The Constitution requires a republican form of government for all states, but does not mention democracy, and neither does the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights.
Democracy is a form of government based upon the principle of majority rule. What would you call a lynch mob? That's majority rule.
The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty.
We told government they could do 19 essential things for the states and no more. And now we've got 6.5 million pages of code, statutes, and ordinances.
We believed we were free. And in reality, the best slaves are the ones who believe they are free.
The law is whatever the powers that be in power happen to say it is today. And it may change tomorrow.
A birthright is anything that's given by God. It's unalienable. That means that no lien can be placed upon it.
It's to protect you from any opposing tyranny, whether it's government or anybody else for that matter.
So how can government have power over people who created it? Well, let's incorporate us so we can force them into the law of the water under contract called code, and now we can regulate and administer everything they do.
There is a higher law that dominates the entire world. It's called the law of the water, maritime admiralty.
So all governments can regulate is the commercial activities.
Between the states, but they've misconstrued it and they've pushed it all the way down to regulate commerce between you and your neighbor.
Could you go fishing, hunting, cut hair, and did you need a license? No, you didn't need licenses.
The United States Code, I mean, there's, I think, 52 titles, and each book is massive. You don't know what the law really is, right?
They are swimming around in their admiralty law over there, their rules, codes, ordinances, statutes, and they've trumped our Constitution, and we don't even stand up for that.
Now the relationship that the states have with the federal government is that of complete submission.
You no longer have states' rights.
How much deference we give to an agency in deciding what the law is.
The NIH, the CDC, the FDA, all of them are for-profit corporations that are not part of the 19 essential services over here. This corporate construct is what is destroying America.
Well, I found out that the Federal Reserve wasn't federal. If that's not true, what else isn't true?
The 16th Amendment, it was never properly ratified.
The original 13th Amendment isn't what it is today.
A warranty deed is not a title. The only title to land that there is a land patent.
Every crime is commerce.
You're looking for someone who committed a crime, but you're saying it's worth $1 million. How does it have a monetary value if it's a crime?
This one thing, the law, controls every aspect of our life, and yet they don't teach it to us.
How do we restore our republic? They gave us remedy. It's called the First 8 Amendments.
We have a God-ordained civic duty to stand up and defend the Constitution, defend the liberty, the freedom that God gave us. These are our rights, and we're trampling on them.
My greatest hope is that we do the things necessary to reestablish our constitutional republic.
That's the way government's supposed to run. That's the way our founding fathers set it up. Stop the foreign agents. Come out of her, O ye Babylon, and have true, righteous, honest government of we the people.